Welcome, wise viewers, to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Malama Composites is an eco-conscious company based in San Diego, California, USA. A small but innovative firm, Malama is at the forefront in the development of plant-based polyurethane foam. Its products have received the prestigious bio-preferred label from the U.S. government, which means the items are certified to have a certain percentage of sustainable biological ingredients in them.
Well, Malama is a Hawaiian word that means to take care of or protect, and that's why we named the company, because we are making a polyurethane foam that's with plant-based materials. Mm-hmm. Typically, making foam is very toxic, mm-hmm. and a couple companies have been shut down because of it. Some of the chemicals are highly carcinogenic, and ours don't have any of that issues. In mm-hmm. fact, we just got a USDA certificate rating us as bio-preferred and at a 46% bio content. Wow. So that's pretty significant. We call our core material, this foam here, Ina Core. Ina is the Hawaiian word for the earth. Mm-hmm. And we have this connection to Hawaii because I lived in Hawaii for a long time, made surfboards for a living. All of the people here are surfers and, you know, we still enjoy the ocean.
Standard polyurethane foam, or PU foam, has been widely used in construction, transportation, packaging, and recreational industries since the 1950s. Traditionally, this substance is made from harmful components such as petroleum and poisonous chemicals. PU foam also off-gases or emits volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, into the air that can lead to short and long-term health effects. Standard foam products do not degrade in landfills and are extremely flammable. When burned, they release tremendously toxic fumes, namely the highly poisonous gas, hydrogen cyanide. Once the material ignites, it is very difficult to extinguish. Tragically, polyurethane foam in furniture is responsible for 30% of annual fire deaths in the U.S. In contrast to conventional foams, Ina Core uses various plant-based oils instead of petroleum. It is thus far more eco-friendly than PU foam, as it is recyclable and biodegradable. Furthermore, Malama Composites says Ina Core has significant performance advantages over regular polyurethane foam when used in a wide range of applications. At Malama Composites, the talented team of engineers and researchers are committed to the preservation of the biosphere. All of them enjoy surfing and hold a deep love and respect for the oceans and our planet. To learn more about their green products, we recently visited the company's headquarters, where we met with the firm's founder and president, Edward Ned McMahon, who graciously took time from his busy schedule to speak with us.
Well, the material is pretty much like any other polyurethane foam. In its uses, we make what's called a 2-pound foam or a 5-pound foam, and that's measured in pounds per cubic foot. There's a tremendous amount of uses. We've done everything from surfboards and wakeboards to windmill blades to some components for housing to filament wound tanks to boat building. The uses are incredible. Mm-hmm. Furniture, all the furniture you see here in our office, this is all made out of our foam. It's all shaped by hand and made out of our foam.
Wow.
So you can see by the curves and everything, there's no real limitation to what you can do with the material. Mm-hmm. The benefit of our foam over others is that it's non-toxic, mm-hmm. and that we use sustainable sources for mm-hmm. our materials. We've done life cycle analysis to mm-hmm. understand where our materials are coming from. The carbon footprint of all that. Our foam, we've actually significantly reduced the carbon footprint, eliminated greenhouse gas emissions, a lot less energy to produce, so on.
What types of plant-based materials are used in Ina Core to replace petroleum?
We've made foams from corn, sugar, castor oil. We've looked at things like jatropha and algae, but currently we're using soy. Mm-hmm. And we're using soy primarily because we get our soy domestically. Mm-hmm. And the formulations for soy are really good right now. We're actually mm-hmm. making a really good soy foam. Mm-hmm. And the soy that we're using, we're not taking that out of the food chain. It's soy that's left over in the process.
So it's a residue from the food production?
Yeah, from the oil production, which is mostly used in the food business.
Wow.
So we're not pulling anything out of the food production, which is a problem, again, with corn. Biofuels perhaps cause the price of tortillas to go up.
To give us a closer look at how their foam is produced, Mr. McMahon showed us around Malama Composites' production facility and explained the process of creating Inacor.
So this is what we call the blowing room. What we have going here is these machines are the machines that are digitally controlled that mix the formula and dispense it through a high-pressure mixing head. And we have to ramp up our production, so we actually are in the process of installing a second machine. That's why this room is a bit of a mess. But basically, you have two parts to foam production, an A side, a B side. The A side is pretty much off-the-shelf things, and the B side is where the soy and sort of, you know, the magic formula happens. And so we have our certain additives that make things work there. So what we'll do is... over here we have a sample of the mold, so you can see it's roughly 4 feet by 8 feet, and you know, in this particular case it's about 18 inches thick. Normally when we're in full production we'll have about 6 of those going at the same time. And so this opens up, it's just a big box. We place liquid foam into it that's about only a couple inches deep, and that will rise to fill the whole foam. After it's hardened, it needs to sit in there for about an hour. We pull it out. We put it in this room right next door, which is just a room with a heater in it, and it sits in there overnight. In that heat, it's just curing off and doing the full expansion. What you smell in here right now is how it smells in full production. We have no issues with EPA or air quality. So then after we take it out of the heater, it looks like this. Big blocks of foam right here. This is what they look like when they come out of the mold. They're sort of a little bit rough and so on. And then we stick them on a saw, this giant horizontal saw here that has some trimmers on the side. And we do what we call skin and square it, which this process makes it into finished 4 foot by 8 foot by X amount of inch thick blocks.
Ned McMahon then introduced us to how Inacor can be utilized in the field of furniture manufacturing.
This is a prototype for a furniture line we're doing. So this is just something that we mocked up to see if we could do it. But this is a lounge, so you'd have a bench out here, and you could, like out at a pool, sit down. And this is actually going to have an adjusting leg so that you can leave it low like this as a lounge or raise it up as a table. And it's all going to be covered fiberglass similar to a surfboard, but with some very thin rubber coatings on it so it's comfortable and doesn't slip. This is, you know, virtually weightless. It'll be a very lightweight, colorful, attractive version of some outdoor furniture.
Malama Composites says that the extra durability of Inacor compared to traditional foam makes it an excellent choice as a building material, as it provides outstanding insulation, strength, and flexibility. Mr. McMahon showed us an image of a home that the company has designed that will be able to withstand hurricane force winds.
It's not built yet, but we're working on it. It's called the Ina House because it's made with our Ina foam. The subfloor, the walls, the roof, everything is made with foam panels. This particular design is really interesting because it's basically meant to be off the grid. And if you notice the curve of this roof, this is also designed to catch water, and it'll collect water in this central section here and also go into tanks down below. But we get tremendous insulating value from having a wall made out of the foam. We can curve the roofs like this with the foam, something you can't do with just straight lumber. And you can see relatively it's a thicker section, so there's tremendous amount of insulation and most of your thermal loss is through the roof.
Returning to the company's surfing roots, a Malama Composites produced surfboard fittingly represents the firm's environmentally aware philosophy.
And this is one of the surfboards that is made from your product as well?
Again, to try to make things as clean and sustainable as possible, this has our soy foam core. It's got a woven bamboo fabric to replace the fiberglass, and again, linseed oil resin, which is 96% linseed oil. Mm-hmm. And in terms of weight and performance, this is as good as any typically constructed board that's on the market today. So you can make things really clean and really green, really sustainable if you want to go that direction. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Indeed. Thanks to Malama Composites, as well as other companies developing plant-based foams, we can see that foam production can be made much safer for the environment, thus benefiting communities as well as protecting our planet. Ned McMahon, we are grateful for the excellent introduction to soy-based polyurethane foam you provided us, and may Malama Composites enjoy all success in making your Inacor foams even more sustainable in the future. For more details on Malama Composites, please visit www.malamacomposites.com. Friendly viewers, thank you for your company on this week's episode of Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May we strive every day to build a cleaner, greener world for all beings on our beautiful planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.